This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TFA fam, welcome back in. This is part two of our discussion for the 2022 top 10 rookie running backs for this season. This will be running back 6 through 10. So whatever comments, concerns you may have, guys you may have left out, be sure to drop that in the comment section below. Without further ado, let's get back into the goodness. Bye. So with that being said, let's switch gears a little bit and move on to kind of the now we're past that in the top five guys. Let's get a little bit more into the weeds here on some of these other guys that are, I think that this is where you're going to start to get some difference with people. This is where you're going to start seeing guys that are all over the board once you kind of get past these, especially the top four guys where this is going to change. So why don't you take this one and let us know who is your next guy up or who would be your top guy you had at fifth?
Yeah, the guy I have at five is Jerome Ford, the transfer from Alabama, was at Cincy this year, really popped off, came in at the Senior Bowl a little bit lighter than what I was expecting, especially for how he runs. He came in at 209, but again, that doesn't really matter to me, but he runs a lot harder and a lot tougher than I would expect from a 209-pound back. Popped off this year, like I said, with Cincy. Over 1,500 scrimmage yards, 20 total touchdowns, good acceleration. He can lower the boom, run through tackles. He has good hands as well. I think he had at least 20 receptions this year. So he's someone who I'm really excited to see, in terms of, again, the combine and where he ends up going in terms of the NFL draft. But I think he's one of these guys who's kind of being a little overlooked because I think he kind of just has everything, but that's the kind of the case with this class, right? Where there's no one that like really has that one elite trait, that one calling card, but he's someone who I really like everything that I saw on tape. Checks the boxes. Obviously we want to see these guys come out at a younger age, but he did more than enough in his year at Cincy to make me confident in what he can do at the next level. Kind of just has that all around NFL skill set.
I think something with him too that people talk about, because I like him as well. I am at seven, but again, another guy that I can see myself moving up because I really like Jerome Ford as well. Something that should be mentioned with him that I was found when I was looking, looking into a lot of these guys is that in high school, I mean, he ran a 10.5 100 meter dash. Like, that is blazing if you're not familiar with, you know, how good that time is for somebody like that. So at his size, obviously he's put on a little bit more weight probably since then, but still he is a super explosive athlete and somebody that kind of, you know, checks all the boxes as well. So, you know, I want to see in the combine as well to kind of solidify things a little bit. But I do love Jerome Ford, and I think Jerome Ford can end up being kind of that, you know, third round draft capital guy that if he lands in the right spot, that I'm going to absolutely love. So this is where, the things are going to get a little bit different for me and Cody, where we have guys a little bit different. But we all pretty much have the same guys in the top 10. So I will just keep it moving, and let's talk about Tyler Beatty. Now, obviously, I am the Tyler Beatty truther of this show, of this website, of this entity.
Universe.
Yes. And I honestly do not understand the hate with Tyler Beatty, honestly, or at least the lack of people being you know, on board with him. I've seen a lot of people, especially early, especially before Senior Bowl and stuff like that, that were having him as undrafted or a seventh round pick, and I'm like, this is absolutely ridiculous. We're talking about a running back last year who rushed for 1,600 yards, had 54 receptions, which leads all running backs in this class, 330 yards and 18 touchdowns, and probably should have won the Doak Walker Campbell Award. Should have, okay? Should have won it, right? But he didn't, regardless of that. But his knock is his size, right? He came in at the combine at 5'7", 199. Again, we're talking about if he was one more pound, if he was came in at like 201, I don't think people would be as concerned with it, but 199 is not bad for his size. But with Tyler Beatty, like he is a super explosive athlete, excellent pass catcher, runs much bigger than his size. I mean, there are some plays and some highlights out there, which if you go and look for highlights of Tyler Beatty, you will see this play. I almost guarantee it. He is engulfed by like five or six defenders, and it's just him. And he somehow gets out of this and then breaks those tackles and runs for another 30 plus yards after that. Like, he is a guy who I think could be a sort of, you know, Austin Eckler type running back here. He proved that with his 268 carries, did it in the SEC, and was the best running back, in my opinion, in college football this year. Total package. Absolutely crushed, you know, in terms of production. And so we'll see. He was a guy coming out of high school who ran a 4.4. So I think he's going to come in somewhere right around there as well. I, again, thought about putting him in my top five. But I'm like, that's a little bit too high. If I'm going to knock Kyren Williams for him to the size, just a little bit. I can't do that with Tyler Beatty. I have a feeling that when he comes into the combine, he's probably going to be over 200 pounds. I have a feeling. We'll see. But regardless of that, I absolutely love Tyler Beatty. At worst, he's going to be an excellent three-down running back, somebody like a Nyheim Hines type. But I think there is a role where he could end up, because he has proven to be able to be a strong, you know, three-down running back, somebody that can handle the workload and not get hurt.
Yeah, I liked him too. I did not realize that he came in at 199 at the Senior Bowl. I was looking at his College Football Reference where he was 194. It's obviously a little – again, it's only 5 pounds, which it just makes you feel better. Right. The thing that has me push him down a little bit is like we didn't see him do really anything on the ground until his senior year. Right. He was involved as a pass catcher the previous years, you know, 32 catches as a sophomore, 28 as a junior. So he was involved in the passing game, but didn't really do anything on the ground until this last year when he handled almost 270 carries. I like him. I don't understand how you could have watched him and thought that he was like undraftable. You know, again, unless you were just trying to completely knock him on his size, but that doesn't, again, it doesn't really matter because there's clearly a place for him at the very worst as a pass catcher. And there's just some questions I have as far as all that stuff goes. And that's why I have him a little bit lower. I have him at 10, but I liked what I saw from him. Definitely plays bigger than what his listed size was.
All right. So next up, let's talk about Rashad White. I think we're both on the same page with him, so I don't think we need to get into super in-depth with him. I have him at 8 right now. I am happy to see that at the Senior Bowl he came in, and he was listed at 6'2 through Arizona State, at 210, which I was a little bit concerned with. He is an older running back, but he did profile really well as a pass catcher. He was third among all running backs in yards per route run, 43 receptions for 456 yards, a 16% target share. 182 carries, 1,000 rushing yards, 16 total touchdowns, but he was listed at 6'2", and you saw a lot. He really ran upright, and as a guy who was listed at 6'2", like, that's a problem. We don't see a lot of running backs at that size in the NFL. However, at the Senior Bowl, he did come in at 6', so that makes me feel a little bit better about him, at least in terms of his size. He is a great pass catcher, I think draft capital is going to be a big thing for him. He is somebody that a lot of people do like. I'm a little bit lower on him than others, and I think you are too. So I don't think we need to get super in-depth with him just because I think both of us are on kind of the same page with him. Because I do want to get your answer on another guy. And then the other guy at the Senior Bowl who really crushed it was Damian Pierce. Everybody raved about Damian Pierce at the Senior Bowl. Very, very limited profile for him. Never had more than 600 rushing yards in a season. I don't know why that is. Sometimes we see this with guys where people just don't give them the opportunity. But in 2020, he had 106 attempts for 501 yards, 4 touchdowns, 17 receptions, 156 receiving yards. 2021, he had 100 carries for 574 yards, 13 touchdowns, 216 receptions on 216 receiving yards on 19 receptions. And then You know, so obviously the advanced stuff is not going to be very good, but he's been a big time riser because of Senior Bowl. Some pros by watching some of his tape at Florida. He absolutely cuts on a dime, consistently gets through the first defender. He doesn't have great bursts, and he had limited usage. I don't know why that is, but he is somebody that everybody raved about. Senior Bowl looked fantastic, was just running through people. So Damian Pierce, I think, is an interesting prospect, 5'9", 220 out of Florida. Kind of reminds me somewhat, like, is he more of like a DJ Dallas type running back? Who was kind of limited in terms of his production, you know, where people kind of like, I could see that maybe like a day three pick where he goes in the fifth or sixth round, something like that. We'll see on Damian Pierce, but he is definitely a riser. I've seen some people put him in their top five, and that's ridiculous to me. I think it's a little bit too strong with some of the other running backs here. If you don't have anything else to put on Damian Pierce, I want to get to the guy that I think you're higher on than everybody is. I have my top 10, but you're definitely higher than everybody else is. I wanted to get to him. Do you have anything else on Pierce?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
No, just like you said, it's kind of odd how his usage ended up shaking out. Came in at 220 pounds at the Senior Bowl. Has some really nice traits that he flashes, so I'm really curious to see where he ends up going in terms of the draft. And he's definitely a name that we need to keep an eye on even after the draft. If he doesn't get the draft capital and he ends up on like a shaky kind of depth chart, so keep Damian Pierce in your back pocket, you know, in your rookie drafts as well. Someone you might want to take a snag with, you know, in the fourth round of your rookie drafts.
Yeah. And so next up, let's talk about the guy that I just was talking about out of UTSA, somebody that nobody has that, or nobody's really high. I haven't really heard anybody really talk about. I have met 10. You have him higher than this. This is a running back that's coming out as a junior, is coming from from Conference USA, smaller school, but three-year starter there, but productive. I mean, had almost 1,000 rushing yards every year of his career, going all the way back as a freshman, had 983 as a freshman, 1,467 in 2020, and 1,479 rushing yards. 66 career receptions, 509 career receiving yards, listed at 5'9", 205, and that is Sincere McCormick. And so, Cody, hit us with what you love so much about Sincere McCormick. I think you have him at 6, if I believe correctly. Somebody that is completely off the radar for most people right now.
Yeah, have him at 7 behind Tyler Allgeier. But you want to talk about someone, you were mentioning all of his production, 5'9", 205, so a fine size and weight. Obviously, again, if we were making one in a lab, it would be a little bit bigger. But you want to talk about someone who kind of is a plus athlete. You know, he's quick, he's agile, jukey, shifty. You were mentioning all the things about his production profile. At least 20 catches every single year as well. So he's one of those, again, this class is full of them, not a lot of holes in his game, but the thing that I really like is the athleticism and how and what he shows in that regard compared to some of these other guys, right? Rashad White, someone you mentioned, he definitely has the speed, but he's, like you were mentioning, his running styles, it's a little weird when you watch him. Like, it's just kind of like, it's kind of like he's more of an athlete more so than a running back behind the line of scrimmage. But Sincere McCormick, man, has the production all 3 years coming out as a junior. You love that. I was very surprised we didn't, you know, go over these names before we started to record and we kind of just went through them. I thought I was going to be on an island, but I was very happy to see that you had McCormick in your top 10 as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to deny the production. Now, again, he did play at a smaller conference. It's not like he was playing at some big Power 5 conference, but still. And the fact that he has – I mean, that he's coming out as a junior, coming from a small school, I mean, that is also impressive to me. You know, so he is still actually on the younger side of things as well. I believe he turns 21 in April, I believe, is what I was looking at. But regardless of that, I think he is a very interesting prospect. So past that, I think that kind of is our top 10. But there's definitely some other guys that to pay attention to, and as things go on here. I mean, you have guys like Abram Smith, who a lot of people are excited about. You know, Tyler Goodson is another name. Pierre Strong from South Dakota State. Kevin Harris, South Carolina. Zonovan Knight is a guy that I've seen that PFF is a little bit higher on than everybody else out of South Carolina. Zamir White, James Cook from Georgia, Brian Robinson from Alabama. You know, I'm sure that there's going to be some people in the comment section talking about, why isn't this guy on the list? Why isn't this guy? Listen, it's very early in the process. We are pre-combine. We didn't want to go super in-depth on these guys.
No, I think you got the main names. I think the ones we're going to get the most blowback on is going to be Brian Robinson and Zamir White. And for me, Brian Robinson didn't do anything until his fifth year, senior year, where he popped off a little bit more of just like a power back. You know what I mean? 228 pounds. Like he's going to have a role, you know, maybe if he gets to a system kind of like a, you know, not comparing him to Derrick Henry, but in a system where they're just going to let him run the ball a ton, he can have some value there. And then Zamir White is someone who, you know, I feel like I've been hearing him get hyped up for the past 8 years from Devy circles. It's just hard to put someone up in my top 10 anyway, as of right now, who has back-to-back two torn ACLs, I think. So the combine is going to be interesting for him for the medicals. And then also before these injuries, he was rumored to be running a sub 4.4 at 220 pounds. So all it takes is one team to give him that draft capital. And for redraft purposes, like, we don't really need him to be, a running back on our teams for 5 years. You know what I mean? So redraft purposes, he can definitely shoot up, even for dynasty purposes for that matter, because we really only need one contract out of these guys. But, yeah, I think those are going to be the ones that we get the most blowback on.
Other than that, you know, like I said, we got a lot more stuff coming out, player profiles. We're going to keep doing this for every position. We'll redo it again once we get through the combine, free agency, stuff like this. We'll do this all again. We're going to start having more guests on. We're also going to try to start doing more mock drafts for everybody, that all of the dynasty community out there, that, you know, for your rookie drafts and everything else, so we can start getting a better idea of where these guys are going for rookie drafts. So keep it locked in here. We're not going anywhere. We got a ton of content coming. Just because, you know, season's over with doesn't mean that we are not going to continue pumping out a lot of content. You know, and we'll have some redraft stuff here and there, especially, you know, as we get closer. And then we'll go into full gear once we get into May, June timeframe, right around there, for back to redraft season. So I appreciate everybody rocking with us this year. Appreciate all the support. You know, we're on to the road of getting to 3K subs. I'd like to get there, you know, as quickly as possible. So I really appreciate everybody. Hit that like, subscribe button. We will catch you guys on the flip side. Be sure to leave a comment, you know, how you think, or what we got right, what we missed. And we'll talk to you guys on the next one. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.